Seattle to Newark to cancel Thanksgiving and Christmas gatherings, though a recent Ohio State youth survey shows 38% of people polled plan Thanksgiving dinners with 10 or more people.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The discovery of about 2,600 uncounted votes in Floyd County, Georgia, adds 778 more to President Trump's total. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger tells Fox someone inexperienced failed to upload a memory stick from one of the machines.
They messed up. It was human error.
He says the rest of the recount isn't showing much change, and the president is still behind by about 14,000 votes. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This pattern of cool days and chilly nights continues, and everybody's wondering how long can this go on before we finally get a storm system in here. Another great fall day today with lots of sunshine, high up to about 68. We'll be clear, cold, upper 30s tonight, then mid-60s tomorrow, more sun, a little breezy tomorrow, then upper 30s again by Wednesday night into Thursday morning. I think we have a nice warming trend to look forward to starting Friday and continuing over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say five people were killed in two separate wrecks Monday. The first happened Monday morning on Troy Highway near Bell Road. The second deadly wreck was last night on East South Boulevard. Montgomery police continue to investigate the cause of both wrecks. Andalusia police are investigating a deadly shooting last night. Police were called to the shooting in the 100 block of George Street around 9:30 Monday night. They found one person dead at the scene. They have not released the victim's name at this point. And statewide coronavirus hospitalizations are now above 1,250. The Alabama Department of Public Health says close to 25,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total case count to more than 184,000. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? With Thanksgiving just ahead, make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, keep in mind, besides the dirt, they can trap odors that are apparent when your guests first walk in. And if you own those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. And remember, Peaches and Clean also cleans tile and grout. They also provide care for hardwood and natural stone. And while they're doing your floors, Peaches and Clean can clean your upholstery too. You've seen the Peaches and Clean trucks all over your neighborhood, and now's the time to call and get your home looking great for holiday entertaining. So if you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin, call Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, then the letter N and the word clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
PeachesandClean.com.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net. Or call 286-4140.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon, final hour. I'm Joey Clark, Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
Jack is around, but he's not back in picture yet in his kitchen.
He's going to roll out.
272-9228. There he is. I was reading a fascinating article today. It said, today is the day they're claiming that communism came to an end. Yes, today is the day that communism came to an end. It was autumn 1989. Momentous things were taking place in the world. The Berlin Wall had fallen. The people of the Eastern Bloc had succeeded at getting to the West through Hungary. The firm line between East and West was wavering. The situation was moving away from the course that the Warsaw Pact communist governments had charted, that their populations must remain captive within the borders of the communist bloc. And this article goes on to tell the story of Czechoslovakia. And one of the things folks did worried about what they might say, one of the ways they showed dissent peacefully is they'd take out their keys. You know, think of your car keys or your house keys, and they would just jingle them in there. And think about thousands and thousands of people at once saying nothing else, but thousands of people doing that. And the freedom did move in Czechoslovakia. And, I mean, it's so quick how we forget. I mean, a lot of folks out there listening live this. And I'm sure you have living memories of this, Jack, and what happened there in the late 80s. But you got to remember, I was about a year old at that time, less than a year old. So it's amazing how, you know, time, you forget these things. And I think more people, especially people my age and younger, need to be reminded of how the Cold War came to an end without really firing a big shot. There are all sorts of proxy wars, but not any big shots, so...
Oh, are you waiting for me to say something?
Yeah, I was wondering, do you remember those times?
Oh, heck yeah, I remember those times.
Yeah.
I remember when the Berlin Wall came down. I'm trying to remember exactly when that was. But I went into my office and somebody said, the Berlin Wall came down. I said, yeah, I just heard. I mean, it was a big deal.
Right, and you wonder, as those, I think, in the establishment around the world are trying to... I mean, what they're going towards is, you know, one government worldwide controlling everything. It's what all... You know, despite the issue, no matter the issue at hand, it always seems like that's the solution. We need some international agreement that slowly but surely removes sovereignty from the nations of the world. And all of us smart people will fix things for you.
You think that could ever happen here, Joey?
Yes, I think it could happen here. I think anything's possible in that regard. Because I think there are a lot of very powerful people in this country who want that.
Do you think our politicians could keep Americans from going through that wall like they did over there? If they put the shooting guards up and all that type stuff?
I would, yeah, continue to say anything's possible. Because these sorts of changes don't happen all of a sudden. It's a slow burn. And before you know it, you're stuck. You're trapped. And it might not be a physical barrier or wall.
Right.
But there are other ways you can control people these days, where you can use force without necessarily even using violence. See, you know, think about how they control money. All of a sudden, you know, you say the wrong things, Eddie. We've frozen your bank account.
Yep, very well.
Stuff like that. They control business this way through licensing and other means.
That's why I bury all my money in the backyard.
Well, it's not like they're, you know, sometimes they do, but it's not like they're sending police to every gym and restaurant
around.
They don't
have to.
Enforce the rules. No, they
understand.
You've
got enough Karens out there, too, that, hey, yeah. I saw three people in this gym with no mask on.
Right.
And I know this was the case in the beginning, if the police got a call, they had to go out. So think how many people we're wasting the police officer's time by saying, hey, Betty Lou don't have a mask on.
Yeah, it's this year.
When is Stephen's press conference?
I think 4:30. This afternoon, early evening.
Do they have a city council meeting right after that?
I don't know. I just found out about it this morning, and we can look into it more. Look up, if you can, on Local News, Eddie. Get more details about that. But I was just saying, Jack, that this year has given a lot of pretty bad people a lot of information on what Americans will put up with. And it worries me a great deal. How much people complied. How much people got scared to death almost by the press. And it's a sad, sad year. Along with the actual tragedies and realities of the virus itself. You add in the political mix and what it's done to society, it's even more tragic. But here, we got a call from a guy that I'm learning to really love. I like this guy a lot. Tiger.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, hey, voting got a little bit better for me today. I don't know how many of your listeners are going to vote in the Democratic primary for District 26. Probably not many. But the when you went in to vote,
mm-hmm.
they weren't geared up like it was hazmat. They didn't have the crowns over their head and the blue drape and the shield. You know, everybody was just dressed normal. And it looked like they were in a better mood.
Hmm. Well, it's a smaller election. You mm-hmm. have to process less people, I suppose.
Yeah, less people. But did you need all the hazmat material in the first place?
Fear.
If you don't need it now?
Right.
Instilled fear, man.
Yeah, but I think that stuff is over now. At least hopefully it's over in Montgomery County.
Oh, we'll see. Do you have any idea what the mayor's going to say this afternoon?
I have no idea. What's going on? Have they done any preliminary stuff?
Not that I know of. I mean, the last I heard about this was from the governor's level, and she actually loosened restrictions. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, the only problem I really have is with that curfew. I couldn't stand that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it really served a purpose. That was the only time I was
Well,
just
it
really
didn't serve the purpose that they claimed it was for. I'll put it that
right.
way.
Right. It was for COVID, but COVID doesn't just go away at 10 o'clock and right. come back at 6
well,
a.m.
I'm saying I think they were looking for a tool to take out certain house parties, cruising parties, as the chief called it. For me, I think, yeah, the banner headline was doing this because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, COVID
yeah,
goes
but
to
taking
sleep
away
night.
Rights and civil liberties of right. thousands of people. And then, this is a bipartisan complaint.
Yes.
Because everybody that was on a city council at that meeting, and my city councilman Tracy wasn't there. Everybody else was there. And they all voted on it. Nobody asked a question. Nobody saw anything. It was sight unseen. It was a telephone meeting, and nobody even had the courage or the tenacity of either party to ask a question. And that's the problem I had. Because if you're going to be on the city council and make this the biggest vote in the history of our city, at least ask the question, how is this going to be effective? How does it benefit? Was any evidence put up? No. It was done over the phone, and it was discussed for less than 60 seconds. You know, so that's the problem I had. But hopefully, I don't know, man. We'll see what it is. Hopefully, it's nothing earth-shattering. Right. And hopefully, it's some good news. You never know.
Yeah, maybe you never know with the mayor. Sometimes he'll do these sort of symbolic things that are, you know, hey, be careful when you do Thanksgiving. It could be a message like that. Just be careful. We'll see.
Well, I can live with that. Be careful while you do Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That's
fine. By the way, man, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving
in
to
advance.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if there are any cute dogs out there, happy Omega Sci Fi.
There you go.
All right. See you later, guys.
Later, buddy.
Thank you, Tiger.
See ya.
272-9228. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing?
Well, I'm all right. I'm all right. We got a Old Faithful here. It's not like I'm comparing you to a geyser, but you're just a regular caller. Papa B.
I know. Old Faithful. Oh, man. Joey, Jack, Eddie, y'all doing okay?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah. Fine. How are you doing?
That last elevator story was kind of disturbing, but I think I got one that tops it. I was on vacation and had my Panama Jack hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Got on the elevator going down. I was the only one on the elevator. And, man, I must have looked like Hannibal Lecter or something. This was years ago. Because the door opened on another floor, and this young lady, maybe in her 20s, she let out an audible gasp when the elevator doors opened. And then she said, "Oh, but you're okay, right?" I said, "I think so." So she got on, and I couldn't help myself, you know.
Yeah.
On the way down, I said, "Do you like fava beans and quinoa?" And she hardly got off after we reached the bottom floor. Oh, man, it was so funny. Yeah. But anyway, you know, I've just kind of become maybe numb to all of the hopeful smoke that goes on with the, you know, post about, you know, the maybe this is that, you know, and elections and fraud and over the years, all this stuff, you know. But, Jack, I want to ask you, I mean, it sounds to me like Sidney Powell, she's pretty confident. Do you think she has some the goods, or what are your thoughts about it?
I trust her a great deal.
And she's been very effective in the Flynn case, so, I mean...
Well, effective.
We didn't get as much as we wanted, but she's revealed a lot and made some very forceful, I think, good arguments. So I don't think she's an unserious person. I'll put it that way. I think she should be taken seriously.
She seems very credible, and she seems like she's got the goods. But you know what? If there's the time to unleash the Kraken, it was last year. I mean, we need to have that old Kraken. Let's get it going, you know. Why? I still don't understand why.
Do you hang on,
if
Clayton,
they've got something, they take so long.
You got to be patient. You know, to get into federal court, you got to be loaded for bear. It takes one federal judge to deny their motion or whatever, and they can appeal it, and it goes to the Supreme Court. At least you would like to think she got a fair shake up there. So,
yeah, I guess patience is something that has worn thin with me over the last 4 years, but what else can you do? But I guess we're going to see whatever we're going to see, because if she's got a Kraken to unleash, then I guess we're going to see what it is here.
Yeah.
Maybe in the next few weeks. I would think.
If not sooner the better.
A few days.
Hope so. All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Stay away from that Chianti and fava beans, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
272-9228. Oh, look who it is. Red Top.
What's up, Red Top?
I'm so glad, because the last two callers, I could have easily been the caller, but they ended up being somebody else, and I didn't have to chew you out and call me an old man or something like that.
No, we're going
to
call you old man anyway.
You'd have a problem on your hand, because I come over there and hit up Joey for a push-up contest.
Hey, Red Top, whenever you're ready, I think Joey's got your number, buddy. So whenever you're ready, you show up.
Are you my manager now?
I'm your pimp. Don't worry about that.
You know, the only thing is this studio is a toxic viral environment full of medical problems.
Look at it out in the parking lot, buddy. If you're scared, just say you're scared.
Oh, I'll be out in the parking lot, buddy. I'll be outside all day anyway. And it's so damn beautiful. Go outside and get some vitamin D, folks. You ain't got to worry about no damn coronavirus. I think the Bears going to try to pull another lockdown, because it's a Democrat thing to do. He's in lockstep with the Democrat Party. And I don't think we have an issue around here, but I think they're going to create one. Has he made any statements yet today at all?
Not that I've seen. I can double-check that and look on the social medias and whatnot. I've not seen anything other than he's holding that press conference.
Yeah. And I'm very suspicious, but we need to maybe start some refusal to do some of these things, because it's all about control, guys, and a lot was said on this station by all three of y'all yesterday about.
Well, the problem is if he shuts down eating establishment and drinking establishments, you know, if those people don't comply, then they get hit up with a fine or whatever. I mean,
oh, they'll pull a liquor license in a minute.
Well, here's here's a tweet from yesterday from the mayor, Stephen L. Reed. He tweeted this about 13 hours ago. COVID numbers continue to increase across the city and region. Because of that, I will have a press conference prior to city council meeting tomorrow. You're right about the meeting, Jack. So we can discuss steps we can all take to minimize its impact.
There you have it, guys.
That's it, man. That's all you need to say. And, you know, it's all about the big shots doing all the business, guy, and running the small guy out of business. I'm convinced, because this has been the story of this virus from day one. The big shots get all the business. Do you know, in France, they're trying to get Black Friday banned. And I'll tell you why the French merchants have said, you know what, Black Friday, only people Black Friday helps is the Chinese. Everything sold on Black Friday is made in China, in France, and just about around the world. And they said, this puts the local merchants out. And they're tired of it. This happens every year. They're ready to get rid of this Black Friday crap. Because, and, you know, as far as Amazon and Walmart and everybody else is concerned, everybody can just order everything online. It's a big, beautiful world online, isn't it, guys?
To your point, you reminded me of one of the ironies of our studio here. Jack, what am I holding up? Is this like a Donald Trump pen, right?
Yeah, it looks like
And you can hit the back of it, and it, like, he punches. He's like got, you know, boxing gloves on, and it'll make noise, like... Don't touch the hair. It says... I'm going to build a wall. And it's his pen. It looks like Donald Trump. It's got the thing. And on the back, right under, at the base of the fake Trump pen's head, it says, made in China.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, Joey, if I ever came over there, I would use the BYOS rule. You know what that is? Hmm. Bring your own spit screen.
Yeah, sure.
That's a good idea.
Roll Tide. Go Trump. Later. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Red Top. 272-9228. We'll see what these... I mean, if the strategy, things we can do, steps we can take to minimize the impact, if that includes lockdowns...
If he closes restaurants down, I think we ought to protest in front of City Hall.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Now, there might be ridiculous. Short of that. Let's not jump the gun. But if that is the case...
I said if.
Yeah, I know.
I've been trying to find information on the press conference. Can't find nothing. So during a break, I'm just going to call the mayor's office. I don't know what else to do.
Okay. Well, 272-9228. Let's go to Oz before this break.
Okay.
Hey, Oz.
Hey. I'm sorry. You went out for a second. So I took a step back after the election and just wanted to listen to see what all was out there. You know, the disinformation and, of course, the movement to Newsmax and Parler, and I just, part of me feels like this is a calculated risk on the part of the Trump team to allow some of the protests and some of the violence to be seen, hopefully, but also to wait and feel out some of these Dominion-controlled election devices, because whenever you hack a device or you violate a device in a way electronically, there are always telltale signs that has occurred. So part of me thinks that they're probably getting a lot of hacker help to trace what's gone on and to see where things have occurred. That's my hope anyway, and because they wouldn't be bringing out these lawsuits if they had no small shred of evidence that they're really wanting to become totally evident to the people that are denying it. So that's my hope. That's my belief. That other than Trump possibly reclaiming the election, I feel like it's going to help in the Senate race that's going on in Georgia.
Yes.
As long as they can, as long as they can bring some of this deceitfulness, lies, and misinformation to light. And I feel like that's what they're angling towards right now, to delegitimize the election, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Is you got to bring in the doubt. Once you bring doubt into it, then nobody can really argue that. I don't know.
Well, I suspect one side will be full of doubts. The other side will think it's the most secure election in American history. I just have a feeling that's how it's going to be.
Isn't that the ones that... To be the defendant?
And well, yeah, unless they can prove it in court. And Sidney Powell is saying she's got the goods. She has a way to show those telltale signs of things being hacked, of some systems being used. We'll see what she brings forth. She said on Maria Bartiromo's show on Sunday, I'm not going to share my proof here on national TV. Not yet. And I don't say anything I can't prove. That was her line. So we'll see.
Well, she, I hate to say this, but Rudy Giuliani needs to keep his mouth shut.
I know Rudy is. I like Rudy, but I don't like him that much. He's not the most convincing person by any means.
If you like Rudy, you need to watch him in that Borat movie.
I've seen the clip. Yeah.
You still like Rudy?
Yeah. He needs to take a step back and just allow the team to do their business. All right, guys. Y'all take care. Have a great.
See you, bud.
Yeah, I saw that Borat clip, Eddie, and it's very clearly a hit.
I think one thing we need to remember in all of this is that the Republican National Committee, while they may have planned a good convention, they haven't been any help to Trump since.
Amen.
And remember, the chairperson of the Republican National Committee is Ronna Romney McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
She's either a niece or a cousin to Mitt Romney. So just keep that in mind.
And it is good. That's not conspiratorial to say. Friendship, family, these sort of connections really do matter in politics. It's how people actually wield power.
Absolutely.
Good to remind folks of that,
Jack.
That's the
reason she's there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views from 9 till noon brought to you by Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor up there in Wetumpka. But it's not just Dr. Tom anymore. It's also Dr. Gloria Osbeck. She's also a very experienced, very talented chiropractor. Dr. Tom brought her on board to team up together because, well, he was getting so much demand, so many people calling 514-7600 to get their aches and pains treated, especially as we get into the colder months, into the late fall and winter, you know, things that are chronic issues, you know, from working hard all your life. Well, they can start to flare up, especially in the morning, that back's all locked up or your knees are messed up or maybe you have a catch in your shoulders. I actually have a friend who was, I believe, hit by a ram in the ribs years ago. Not enough to straight up break it, but maybe it was a minor fracture. So all of his ribs.
A Dodge Ram.
No, an actual animal. It's the damnedest thing. Like, how did that happen? That's what you get for taunting a ram, an actual goat.
I mean, why would you taunt a ram? But anyway.
But it screwed up his whole, like, muscular skeletal system all throughout his back, like, and into his shoulders. And, oh, it's just a mess. And he needs to go see Dr. Tom Pershing or Dr. Gloria Osbeck. Folks, it's as simple as calling 514-7600. Setting up that first appointment, they'll get your history and what's going on with you, diagnose what the issue is, give initial treatment, and then set you up on a schedule of treatments. And this is the way to go if you have those aches and pains, short of, you know, surgery going under the knife or just masking things with pharmaceuticals, so to speak. No, let's see if you can fix the problem in a different way, a creative way, with Dr. Tom and Dr. Gloria Osbeck. Check them out today. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
Eddie in the house. We'll be right back.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth.
local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barriered accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely. And Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important. And it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
You know my favorite place for great barbecue? Well, it's in Millbrook, Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Smokehouse has been a part of the River Region since 1990. Everything is from the original recipes and made from scratch. Hickory smoked pulled pork, smoked chicken, turkey, ribs. I just love their wings. They got smoked and flash fried wings. New homestyle daily meat and three lunch is to die for. It is so good. Smokehouse is now taking orders for Thanksgiving, smoked turkey breast, smoked hams, southern sides for large or small gatherings. Let Smokehouse do the cooking. Call 245-3010, 245-3010. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook, my absolute favorite for hickory smoked barbecue. It'll be yours too. Dine in, pick up, and perfect to feed your family this Thanksgiving.
We're still accepting Thanksgiving orders. Call us at 245-3010.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones and talk to Billy. Hey, Billy.
Hey, Billy.
Billy, did you mute yourself?
Hey, Billy. I think we lost.
3, 2, 1. Okay. I'm going to go to Steve. Steve.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Good morning, one and all.
Good morning.
I just wanted to get the opinion, a consensus from the peanut gallery, and since how y'all have dropped to such a low of being pimps and prostitutes, then I think it's time for an erectile dysfunction pill.
Yeah.
And, you know, it could be red and blue, and because people are suffering from depression and just can't get back up on top of their game.
Right.
Do you think there would be any value to that?
Oh, I think you could market it and sell it really well. And you could do it on radio shows like this. I'm sure wrestling fans would eat that up as well. Oh, wait. And you mean electile?
Yeah, electoral. Electile.
Oh, yeah.
Electile.
I could work here, too.
Yeah, you know, you just never know when you need a little help.
Well, you
to
could
get over the you know, the voting anxiety and depression.
Do you think we have electile dysfunction, Steve?
Yes, I think we do. And, you know, I think we need some bumper stickers, maybe that would help the cause that said, I didn't vote for the big guy.
you know, that would be over everybody's head, though, Steve.
Well, all down through history, Jack, you know, presidents have had nicknames like Honest Abe, and help me with some.
Let's see, Tricky Dick.
Tricky Dick.
And, yeah, LBJ.
Yeah, and that Tricky Dick is apropos.
Jack Kennedy.
Yes, and I
the
think...
The Gipper.
The Gipper, there you go. See, so the big guy for Biden, I think, I mean, he's earned it, you know, no pun intended.
Yeah, I know.
I think it would fit him well, and you know, would carry him into the future of, you know, skullduggery and all types of things. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, you know, I'm just still struggling with, we've reached this point in the country that it's acceptable, it's okay, it's part of your constitutional right to assault people on public streets, beat them severely, but if you stand in front of your house with a loaded weapon and defend your property, somehow you're villainized by the national media. But
right,
I guess that it shows the extremes to where we have fallen to.
Absolutely. It is unconscionable, and I think if one thing comes out of this election and the whole tenure of Trump, you know, I'm one of them. Like, when I first heard Trump say the press is, the mainstream media is the enemy of the people, I'm like, whoa, 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 Donnie, hold on, Mr. President. And now, several years in, of all the things Trump has done, he's convinced me that that is true. And I don't think you got to go by their houses or be violent or anything like that. But you just need to wake up to what they do and how they see their job, to present an agenda as though it is objective truth, and it is not objective truth. And they really jumped the shark this year. I mean, let's not forget this has been a mostly peaceful protest as there's a police station on fire. And not just a little fire, like fully engulfed right in flames. Mostly peaceful.
How many police stations had to get evacuated and just people taken out because here comes the rioters?
Well, they're coming out with a new Monopoly game, and, you know, how many police stations can you set on fire, and how much property can you vandalize for the radical left? But my third and final question is, because the Democratic Party will never, ever be the same again, they will continue to tilt to the far left, and they will seize control once Biden falls into his deep sleep. And the Republican Party will never, ever be the Republican Party it was when Jack and I knew it, when it was in its heyday. So saying that, do you think it is time for a third party, maybe Trump, again?
I don't know.
It's possible in terms of the spirit of the moment, yeah. But third parties, for all sorts of good reasons, don't usually succeed in American politics. The number one reason being is if you start a third party and it's really successful, the major parties will take your ideas. They'll co-opt your ideas. Be like, oh, really, really good stuff. I guess the last time a third party, so to speak, was really successful was the start of the Grand Old Party with Abraham Lincoln.
Well, George Wallace didn't do too bad, did he, Jack?
No, he didn't.
And what was his famous line, Jack, when they were counting the votes and he said they did a recapitulation of the vote? He said, I don't know what that word means, but I came out on the other end and I was ahead when they did the recapitulation of the vote. Y'all have a good day.
You too, Steve. 272-9228. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see because we have to see what happens with these court cases. But let's, for the sake of argument, and it is, I think, likely, Trump is not going to remain as president. Let's say they steal it, they're successful, they move on, Biden's sworn into office. There are a lot of different routes for Donald Trump, because I don't think he goes quietly into the night.
You don't think so, huh?
No. I think he is going to be a thorn in many people's side, Republicans and Democrats included, together.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. As many Republicans as Democrats.
Well, and now Trump doesn't have to be so presidential.
He's got a list.
Okay. Imagine what he's going to be like now.
Right.
If you called that presidential.
You're right. No, he's been presidential. Y'all don't remember Trump before he became president.
Yeah.
Remember the Rosie O'Donnell fights?
Yeah.
Or the John Stewart
remember
fights?
Him coming on Howard Stern. Yeah. Long before he was president.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
Oh, yeah. The Battle of the Billionaires. Yeah, we'll see what comes of it. But he could start his own media company. Stern, Howard Stern, speaking of him, said, oh, if Trump starts his own news organization, it'll fail in a year. Howard had a big turn on Trump. I need to look into what happened there, but definitely turned on him a year or two ago.
Yeah, he did.
So,
well, Howard, just like many people, and Joey, this will happen to you as it's happened to me, and I'm sure it's happened to Jack. As you get older, your mind kind of changes, and sometimes you soften up a little bit. Sometimes you harden up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I myself, I've softened up a little bit. Used to things that when I would see certain situations and I knew I could help, I used to turn my back and walk because I didn't want to get involved. As I've gotten older.
So when you look back on this last year of you getting older, would you say you've softened or hardened?
Softened.
Well, that's disappointing.
I know. Next year is my year, man.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. You okay, Jack?
Yeah.
Getting all soft over
you. You know, my favorite presidential.
No, I'm the same. I'm a bitch like always.
Oh, my. That's true. But you know my favorite presidential nickname? Old Hickory.
Andrew Jackson.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Old MacDonald.
Hello!
Mr. MacDonald, I understand you have a farm.
Oh, that's right, man. I got this farm here with a duck here.
And a duck there.
Here a duck.
There a duck.
Everywhere a duck.
So you're a duck farmer.
Yeah, I guess so.
I understand there's a lot of money in that.
Oh, that's right, man. I'm doing pretty good.
So I would imagine you need a good asset preservationist to help you with your finances.
David Ernest helps me with my stuff. He is the greatest asset preservationist in the land.
So he really helps you out?
Yes, I guess you could say he helps me keep my ducks in a row.
Well, how can we get in contact with David Ernest?
Call him up at 279-7431, man, and put him to work for you today.
Well, thank you, Old MacDonald. You have a very lovely farm. And by the way, I have your address here. Could you give me your zip code?
It's E-I-E-I-O, man.
Really?
I know, right?
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This pattern of cool days and chilly nights continues, and everybody's wondering, how long can this go on before we finally get a storm system in here? Another great fall day today with lots of sunshine, high up to about 68. We'll be clear, cold, upper 30s tonight, then mid-60s tomorrow, more sun, a little breezy tomorrow, then upper 30s again by Wednesday night into Thursday morning. I think we have a nice warming trend to look forward to starting Friday and continuing over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes will limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DevallsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Devall's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DevallsLandscapes.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, a great idea for Christmas is to get all those old home videos, even the old film reels, slides, and bring those analog memories into the digital future and share them with the family. Give the gift of nostalgia. It really is something special, and Dan Black is the place to go, the guy to go see at Dan Black Studios to make sure you preserve those old memories, share them with the family for the upcoming holidays. And, you know, some folks who get a little up there in age, you know, certain people.
What are you looking at, Joey?
No one. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Some people, you know, they're hard to buy for.
Oh, I got you.
But, you know, I think they could really appreciate those old family videos, those home videos brought to where it's easy to watch, brought into the digital future. Dan Black Studios can also help you with TV commercial production, online branding videos. They can transfer old audio formats into digital formats. They really do it all. They're your one-stop shop for all your video and audio transfers, productions. They do it all. 38 years in business. They've earned that professional reputation. And Dan Black, he's just the man. I mean, he's called on still to this day to make sure all sorts of big events go down the right way. Just a wizard when it comes to audio video production. So check him out today. 279-6036, 279-6036. Go online to danblackstudios.net or Dan Black Studios on Facebook. Well, here's an interesting story, because we got another breakup coming quick. Trying to hit these, because I believe today's show is going to be a replay. I'm trying to be on time.
Oh, good for you,
so
Joey.
So before we go to Flower Child, here's just a quick story. You know how the Pope is on social media? Did you know that, Jack? The Pope's on Instagram. He has an official...
I don't care about that jerk.
Right. Well, but he does have an official Instagram. Well, apparently the pontiff, and it's not clear whether or not Pope Francis literally controls his official Instagram account, but this is from the New York Post. The Pope's Instagram account liked a bikini model's page, and she, looking at the photo here only for research purposes, she's in a schoolgirl outfit that is way too small, showing a lot. And apparently
way too small for who, Jim?
And I want to, like, well, for an actual, you know, student at school.
Yeah, okay.
And the young woman is named Natalia Garabato. She's 27. She said that the pontiff's verified Franciscus account was among the 133,000 that liked an image of her standing at a school locker with a white crop top and a skirt barely reaching her behind, if at all. And here's the quote from this bikini model. My mom may hate my butt pics, but the Pope be double tapping.
Papal.
Wow. Now the like has been removed.
Oh, what?
And I just wonder if that was the pontiff himself or some, like, aide running that account. It's like, oh, no, I like this picture, and I'm still on the Pope's account.
Can you... Because I'm sure someone let him know or let them know.
Well, and I'll show you, Jack. This is...
Don't be offended, Jack.
This is the photo.
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah. Having a Pope like that picture.
That's all I asked.
The Catholic Church is a little different from what I grew up in.
Yeah. Well, woo.
Oh,
changing
my.
Their ways.
How embarrassing. 272, not 228. That's just hilarious.
Well, one good thing, at least it wasn't a little boy.
That's what I was thinking, license. Jack. I'm glad you said it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm Catholic. I can say that.
Last break of the program. Come back to Flower Child right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and...
Oh, Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Get the best prices with the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement. Make your purchase and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Closing up the show here for, is it only Tuesday? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, November the 17th. We'll see if the mayor is, in fact, having a press conference. My source there was from the mayor's Twitter account from yesterday. So he's saying he's going to hold a press conference.
The live comment that I got was, what press conference?
When you called
in? Yeah, I'll send an email to the mayor and get back to you.
All right, then.
What? They answer the phone in his office like that?
No, it went to a different...
Yeah, Jack. I mean, I guess it's not...
You called the mayor's office.
Not secretive. Yeah, I called the mayor's office, and 311 is handling all the calls for the mayor's office now. Or today, right now, anyway.
What the hell kind of operation is he running down there?
Nice people at 311, I'll give them that. But
well, they are
that's
that.
Not, that. Don't think that's their job.
Flower Child, welcome.
Hey. Well, you know he's going to follow all the Democrats that want to shut down Thanksgiving.
I mean, that's...
Wait a minute. No Turkey Day Classic?
Yeah, probably well, that's not. Already been I don't canceled, know. I think. Who knows? It'll be limited.
Well, he can kiss my giblet gravy.
Well, all right.
I think the Pope was hacked, don't y'all?
I don't know, man.
The guy that emailed Scaramucci or texted him, remember that was his story.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the C-SPAN guy.
Okay, I want to tell you some things from my people, as people say. How does Trump ensure a fair election after he leaves office? Because, he is going to be reelected, okay? How do you make sure that this never happens again in America? You wake up America to the fact that our elections have been stolen from us in previous times, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can get the people to say, we want voter ID election law. Okay? I think that's one of the reasons he's trying to wake up America to see that our elections can be hacked. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to temper it, so to speak.
I mean, sometimes you can tell people, but sometimes you have to show people what's going on. And then I think they've already got all the evidence for the fraud and election hacking and everything. But Sydney's out there kind of rattling the chain to get some people that are worried, that are in on this fraud, to maybe come forward. You know, if you're working with a foreign country like Canada or Venezuela or Spain or Germany to overthrow the United States, that's treason. So any time you participate in this voter fraud and this software comes from another country, that's treason to me, don't you think?
Yes, ma'am.
Treason is aiding and abetting the enemies of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So treason or sedition? Sedition often gets forgotten.
I don't care. As long as they...
who's an enemy of the United States right now?
Right.
You know, that's...
I think it's just any form.
I'm less concerned about convicting people for treason as I am putting them in jail for manipulating elections and getting some uniform rules of how these elections are governed.
I agree. But that can be used as a leverage to make some people talk, Jack.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, and I think this very quickly dashes the dreams of some of voting online, voting with your phone. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, I don't understand people's thinking. Why, if they did cheat, which we know they did cheat, and Biden gets in office, which he's not, why would they ever have another fair election afterward?
Well, to show how on the up and up they are, if they can do a fair election and win.
No. When they've got all the power,
right?
Look at how they're treating us with big tech, mainstream media, and our governors. They're just acting like tyrants. They're not going to let us. What TV station is going to let Trump come on air and say, here's the evidence?
Newsmax.
That's it. And everybody needs to not... quit watching Fox, except for Lou Dobbs and Maria.
Right.
And one last question, quick thing, Joey. I hope I have time. Did you see where WordPress is no longer going to be the server for the conservative treehouse? They're going to have to shut down on December 1st.
Oh, good God.
And then IBM was the host for Clout Hub. I don't know if anybody knows what that is, but it's kind of like a YouTube kind of channel. They shut them, huh?